Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 14th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Germany chooses French AI. Meta adds incognito chat. Alexa replaces Rufus for shopping. Edge lets Copilot read tabs. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control.
The Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz has chosen Argon OS from French firm ChapsVision rather than Palantir. The BFV frames the move as strengthening digital sovereignty. Argon OS uses AI to link databases, map networks, and search open sources. France's DGSI already uses it. In Germany, ChapsVision will work with Rolla Security Solutions and the PIAV. A proof of concept is complete. The system is cleared for counterterrorism and counterintelligence, but its full use awaits an intelligence law reform by the Bundesinnenministerium. The decision highlights a political split. Some states and agencies stick with Palantir, others push for European alternatives. The choice could set a Europe-oriented procurement model.
Meta introduced incognito chat for Meta AI, rolling it out on WhatsApp and in the Meta AI app, Zuckerberg announced on Facebook. The mode keeps conversations private. Chat logs are not stored on servers, and processing happens inside a trusted execution environment. Meta says it cannot access. Conversations disappear from the device when a session ends. Zuckerberg contrasted this with other AI products whose deletion features left data on servers for months and said Meta is the first AI lab to offer this private use. He noted past criticisms of Google and OpenAI over accidental indexing and legal disclosure of chat content. Source: Zuckerberg via Facebook.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
Amazon announced Alexa for Shopping, a personalized AI shopping assistant powered by Alexa Plus, replacing Rufus, its generative shopping assistant that launched in 2024. The experience combines voice and touch across mobile, desktop, and Echo Show displays, and aims to provide more personalized recommendations and automated shopping across Amazon and other retailers. United States customers can ask or type questions and get tailored answers, shopping guides, comparisons, price tracking, and recurring orders. The assistant can shop other stores and use the Buy For Me feature to complete purchases. The company says it will learn habits and preferences, becoming more helpful over time. Privacy and autonomy concerns have been noted.
Microsoft Edge will let its Copilot chatbot gather information from all your open tabs. You can ask about tabs, compare products, and summarize articles. Copilot mode is being retired. Its agentic capabilities moved into Browse with Copilot. New features include Study and Learn, turning articles into study sessions, a tool that turns tabs into AI podcasts, and a writing assistant that appears as you type. Copilot can access browsing history and keep long-term memory. A redesigned new tab blends chat, search, navigation, and journeys. Edge Mobile will let you share your screen with Copilot and show visual cues.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.